Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another evening of Blog Talk Radio. I am your host and teacher on this evening, Minister Erica, and I am always so happy and excited for the opportunity to share in God's Word with you. And tonight we're going to talk about push, praise until something happens. So we're going to start off with a word of prayer, and then follow after that, we're going to go into our teaching. Dear God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. God, we bless you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do. Lord, we just thank you for your many blessings. God, for so many things that you have done in our life. Lord, we just bless you for just the challenges, God, that test our faith. We bless you for our season of love. We bless you for our season of favor. God, when heavens are open and it's just raining down on us, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for all your many blessings. We thank you, God, for the many things that you continue to do for us in our lives. God, we just bless you on today. Lord, we ask that those of us who are sick in our body, Father God, that you would just continue, Lord, to heal us in the name of Jesus. God, those of us who are weary and well-doing, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just give us strength, God, as we continue to fight in this battle of life. Lord, we bless you on today. God, we just will continue, Lord, no matter what, to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And Lord, we know that, God, if it had not been for you, Lord, we don't know where we would be, but God, we just thank you. We thank you for everything, Lord, the good times, the bad times, the easy times, the challenging times. God, those times when we are sick in our bodies, Lord, and we have to face our way through, God, we just thank you and we bless you. We bless you and we thank you, God, for answered prayers, Lord, those meditations of our heart, God, that you have given to us. Lord, we thank you for those things. Lord, we just bless you. We ask that you would keep our families covered with your blood. Father God, that you would just keep us in our doing. Lord, those things that we desire in our heart, Father, we ask that you would just grant us the desires of our heart. Lord, we just ask that you would continue, Lord, to keep our children covered with your blood. God, that you keep our careers and our finances, Lord, that you would keep our mates, that you would keep everything that is pertaining to our life covered with your blood. And God, for that, we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the many things that you've done. We thank you, God, for those things that we don't even understand, Father God. But Lord, we know that it's because of you, God, that we are who we are and that we are where we are. And Lord, for all those things, we just bless you and we praise you and we say thank you, God, even for the things that we do not understand. Lord, we continue to bless your name. We will continue to just bow down, Father, and say thank you. We bless you on today, even for those things, God, that we don't understand, Father, for those things, God, that maybe a little puzzling to us, God, we still will continue to praise you. We still will continue to say thank you. We still will continue to lift you up because, God, we know that if it's not for you, Lord, we don't know where we would be. We don't know what we would be doing. So, God, we bless you for all that you've done, all that you continue to do. God, we just honor you on tonight. Lord, we ask that you would continue to just keep us in your arms, that you would continue to keep your favor over our life, that you would continue, God, to keep your blessings over our life, that you would continue to keep us covered with your blood. And Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. God, we will continue to lift you up, to just shout hallelujah, to shout thank you, Jesus, and to just continue, God, to say thank you no matter what. And, Lord, these things we ask in Jesus' name, amen, Amen and amen. This evening on tonight, we are going to talk about giving a push in your life. And, you know, push is tonight. It stands for praise until something happens. Because we have so many things that are going on in our lives. We have so many situations, so many circumstances that we have to deal with sometimes just on a daily basis. And sometimes we cannot know if we're coming. We don't know if we're going. We don't know which way is up. But if we find a place of praise, if we find a way to just give thanks to God in the midst of the storm, then we will realize and recognize that God is in control. Because, you know, for us, we get in our earthly realm where we can get emotional and we let things hinder our spirit and hinder our walk and kind of get us discouraged. But if we get into a posture and a place of praise, we will definitely see that God is in control. So on tonight, we are going to talk about praise, giving praise to God. You know, there's a song that's a gospel song that says, praise is what I do when I want to get close to you. So, you know, when we go through these tough times and even when things are going great, we still find a way to praise God. We still find a way to thank him for the things that he has done for us. So that's the same thing that we have to do consistently on a consistent basis. It doesn't matter how things look. It doesn't matter how it feels. It doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what people say. We just have to get into that place where we say, Lord, you know what? No matter what, I am going to praise you. No matter what, I am going to stay in a place where I can just spend time thanking you for all that you've done. Because, Lord, there are so many seasons of my life, and I know that each season is different. Sometimes there's a season of just getting things. Sometimes there's a season of lack. And then at other times, Lord, there's a season of disappointment. There can be a season of doubt, a season of just being hurt and not understanding. But in the midst of it all, if we just learn to praise God no matter what, God is going to continue to bless our lives. You know, when it's praise is what we do when we want to get close to you. So that means if you are wondering, you know, well, Lord, I don't understand this situation, or God, I don't understand where we're going, where you're taking me with this, but I'm going to praise you anyhow. I'm going to praise you no matter what. And we're going to look at Psalms 150, and I'm going to read it from the New International Version, and it says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you hear that? It didn't say praise the Lord with doubting. It didn't say praise the Lord with complaining. It didn't say praise the Lord with an attitude. It didn't say praise the Lord with resentment and hatred, or praise the Lord with anger. That's not what it said. It said praise the Lord. You praise him for everything, everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. Are you praising God on today? Have you taken time out to just say, Lord, I thank you, God, because I understand that you do so much for me. Just to get up every day and to have breath in our body, that's a reason to praise the Lord. So we should wake up in the morning with praise on our tongues. We should wake up and just be in the spirit and in the mind of just rejoicing to God, because he said, let everything that has breath praise him. Are you praising him on today? Are you praising God on today? Because, you know, praise is our ultimate destiny. Praise is where God wants us to be. That's where God recognizes that we are speaking to him. God recognizes that we are in that midst and we need his attention. So what level is your praise on today? Are you getting weak? Are you forgetting to praise God? Have you forgotten to just say, Lord, I thank you? When is the last time that you have just said, Lord, I just want to thank you? Did you know that when we praise God, it allows us to defeat the strategies of the enemy? And we know that that enemy is busy. He is busy, and he's always strategizing. But as God's children, we don't have to fall short into, you know, worrying about the enemy's plans. We don't have to do that. We have a powerful weapon, and that powerful weapon is praise. And, you know, when you're going through things, you have to push. And when you push, you are praising until something happens. And I don't care if that something happens 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 12 years from now, will you praise God in the midst of the storm? Will you continue to say, Lord, I thank you. God, you promised me this, and although I don't see it right this second, I'm still going to praise you. Are you pushing on today? You have to continue to push. It's hard. Yes, it is, because sometimes we get weak. We get weak and we don't understand, and, you know, we get a little confused sometimes in our mindset. But listen, it doesn't matter. That's the trick of the enemy. So in spite of being weak, in spite of being confused sometimes and feeling like we're not loved or feeling like we're in things all by ourselves, whatever it is, in spite of all of that, we have to push. We have to praise until something happens. And when we praise, that means that we are giving thanksgiving unto the Lord. We are rejoicing unto the Lord. And here are some other Bible verses that go along with that. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Did you hear that? In everything by prayer and supplication. Don't be anxious. Continue to pray. And when you pray, continue to praise God. Pray and praise, they go together. They go together, because sometimes when you are in a place, in a posture of prayer, God will allow that praise to come over you, and the Holy Spirit will just overtake you, and you just go into prayer rejoicing. You start off with prayer, but then it turns into just a place of praising God. And Colossians 4:6 reads, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. So when you pray, that means you have to be thankful at the same time. So you're not praying with a spirit and an attitude of doubt. You are going to pray with a spirit and an attitude of being thankful. You are praying, Lord, I need this, or Father God, can you open this door? Lord, can you show me this direction? Or God, can you give me this strategy? Can you put me with this divine connection? And Lord, for all these things that I'm asking you for, I'm thanking you right now in advance before it's even done. Thank you, God. Lord, I praise you. I'm lifting you up. And you have to continue until something happens. Don't stop. Why do you stop? Don't stop. Don't pause. Don't get discouraged. Don't feel like God isn't there. He's not listening. He's not answering your prayers. Baloney. He may not be moving in your time, but God's time is always on time. Yeah, see, he might not be moving in your time, but God's time is always on time. Always on time. Ephesians 5, 19 through 20 reads, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. Did you hear that? You have to have melody. You're making melody. God loves the praise. And see, in the first scripture that I read in Psalms 150, he likes you to praise with music, cymbals, and dancing, and just praising God. Because when you're praising him, you don't have time for nothing else. When you are praising God, you don't have time to procrastinate. You don't have time to be in a place of fear. You don't have time to doubt. And why is that? Because you're not distracted with the other things. You are focused on God, and you're focused on praising him. Psalms 34, 1 through 4 reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Isn't that awesome? But you have to continually, you hear that verb? You have to, not that verb, I'm sorry, the adjective, you have to continually have praise in your mouth. So instead of getting angry and cursing, praise God. The next time somebody irritates you, instead of wanting to smack them upside their head, just praise the Lord. Give off some words of encouragement. Quote a Bible scripture or something. You'll be surprised how people will leave you alone. And why is that? Because when you give praises to God, the enemy don't stay around the praise. The enemy can't stand when you are praising God. It just he don't like that. He don't like that. But when you are doubting God, and when you are upset, and you are feeling like God has left you, and you know, oh Lord, Jesus, God, I'm so upset, I'm so frustrated. Lord, where are you? That's the kind of stuff that the enemy loves. He loves that. You know why? Because in a sense, you are allowing him to win. Now, don't get me wrong, because we all get weak. We all get weary, but we can't let the enemy win. We can't let this dude win, this thing win, whatever it is. We can't allow it to have victory over our life, over our circumstances, none of that. Mm-mm. We have to know that no matter what, God is there. God is with us. God has promised us things that he said he's going to do. He's going to deliver on his promises. Do you believe that? You know, there's an old hymn that my grandparents, I could still hear them singing, standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God. What are you standing on today? Are you standing on God's promises and praising him through those promises? Because that is what will get you to your promise. Praising God and lifting him up and getting it. Let me tell you something. Sometimes when I get weak or I'm frustrated and I feel down and out, you know what makes me feel better? Music. So I find I have some playlists already designed with my gospel music on it, and I get into a place and a posture of just listening to songs, and sometimes I get, you know, sometimes it's the fast songs where I can just really get, and I'm clapping my hands and just having a good time, and then other times it's more of a spirit of just worship. And so I want to get into his face. And there's a song by Tasha Cobb that says, "Without you, Lord, I am nothing without you." And that's how we have to, that's the things that we have to say to God. Those are the things that we have to just, "Lord, you know, I'm nothing without you. God, it's because of you that I am. So I am that I am, and I thank you. Because, Lord, it's because of you." Did you know that when you send up praise, praise not only affects your circumstances, it not only affects your situation and impacts you in a positive way, it also affects the devil because he can't stand under praise. And it also impacts God because God listens. He loves praise. Are you giving God that melody in his ears? Are you allowing God to hear that praise coming from your lips? Because praise is able to turn negativity away. Yes, it does. But when you have a lack of praise in your life, it allows the negative things to come your way, and it allows the devil to just have a field day. And none of that blesses God. None of that. So you have to get to this place in your life that no matter what is going on, I will praise you, God. I will praise you no matter what. You have to push. You have to push, and you have to push until something happens. And that P and push on tonight is praise. You have to praise until something happens because it's going to happen. But are you praising your way through it? Because you can have faith, but you have to have praise with your faith. You have to have praise with your faith. So do you have all of the components? Or are you just having bits and pieces of it? Do you have all of the components? Lord, I have my prayer. I have my praise. I have my faith. And God, I know. Now listen, he says in his word that three cords are not easily broken, right? So if you have prayer, praise, and faith all together, you have a lethal weapon, and that's an awesome way to fight the enemy. Are you really praising God in your life? And please know that, you know, sometimes when we preach and sometimes when we teach and we get up and we speak, it's not that we live a perfect life, because we don't. But sometimes, you know, we get tested in what we teach. So God will allow things to come about in our life. And, you know, he said, "Oh, okay, you want to teach about that? Oh, let me go ahead and give you this test. Let me see if you're really going to apply what you're teaching in your life." So just know that even to teach is not easy, because the test is a challenge. The test is hard. So when you get attacked as someone who speaks and teaches God's word, you got to really be prepared for the test. So it doesn't, you know, nobody just says, "Oh, the test is going to be easy." No, the quiz might be a little easy, but that test can be a beast. And guess what? You don't get to study for it. No. That preparation is in everything that God has already told you to be doing. He already said. And you know what's crazy? It's not even crazy, but you know what's interesting? We know what to do, but we just don't do it.
Why is that? We know exactly what to do, but for some reason, we lack at times to just do it. If we took that Nike perspective and just did it no matter what, we would be so farther ahead in so many different areas of our life. And why? Because we are doing exactly what God told us to do. Are we going to fall short sometimes? Of course. Of course we will. You know why? Because we're not perfect. We're not perfect. We are a work in progress. But as you are a work in progress, I just want you to know that you have to continue to just praise. I'm telling you, sometimes we fall short of the glory of God. Sometimes we fall short of the things that God has told us to do, the things that we know to do. But it doesn't matter because God still continues to love us through it. You know, I was watching this special on the television, and this young lady was sharing her story how she helps inmates go from felons to entrepreneurs. And she was so transparent about her journey when she first started, how, you know, her first class of inmates, she actually got into relationships with them. And she said, you know, she got so ashamed, she was forced to resign from the project, and, you know, for a while she left the state of Texas and she went back to New York, and inside she was just thinking that nobody would forgive her for this and nobody would continue to stand with her. But when she sent out a letter to, she said, over 1,000 people who were her supporters in this project, she said she got over 1,000 people that wrote back to her and told her how they still loved her and how they were going to still support her. And it's okay because we all fall sometimes. So let me tell you something. Although we get in a place of praising God and we be praying and we, you know, go through all the things, Lord, we fasting and God, we speaking in tongues and, Lord, we anointing ourselves, the enemy still has reign to do the things that he wants to do. And sometimes we get weak in our minds and we fall short. But it doesn't mean that you can't start back over again. You know, sometimes we get to a place of brokenness and we feel like, well, Lord, I'm so ashamed. And she said for a long time she felt so ashamed of what she had done. And she just felt like there would be no forgiveness to her. There would be no restoration. There would be nothing but God. And she said she realized and recognized that, you know, after a while, after she went through her help and she got her counseling and her therapy and she got back up on her feet, she's back at it again. And she's been doing it now for another 4 years. She said, you know why I had to go back? Because it's what I'm passionate about. I realized that I made a mistake in the midst of it all. But I'm still passionate about my mission. I'm still passionate about my assignment that God has given to me. So, yes, there will be times when we fall short. There are going to be times when we do things that, you know, we are ashamed of. And she said that was really the biggest thing for her was the shame that she was going to be under. Shame is a bad, it's hard. It's hard when you let people down, when you have, you know, people put you up on this pedestal and they think that you're just this wonderful, perfect person. And then, you know, something happens and you have to put your head down and you feel shame. But let me tell you something. My God is a God of restoration. My God is a God that says, baby, I still love you. And you still have a work to do. So if you have to do it, if he has to sit you down and, you know, sometimes you spend a little time behind the prison walls sometimes you may have to spend a little time just being seated and listening to him, whatever it is. It's okay, because guess who's on the potter wheel? He is. He's in control, not us. So whenever he feels like he needs to break his clay back down, he's going to break his clay back down. And he's going to mold you, and he's going to melt you down, because, you know, sometimes we get so high and mighty and we forget about praising God, and we forget about praying, and we forget about doing the things that he has told us to do, because he puts us in a place of blessings. He puts us in a place of favor that other people don't understand, and we forget about him. So when we get to that point, but you still have a call on your life and you still have favor on your life, and he's one that you are one that he has chosen, he's going to come for you. Now listen, that coming for you might not be easy. That's definitely not going to be easy. There's a song that say, "Lord, I hear you calling my name." Let me tell you something. God used to call my name, and he would let things happen to Erica, and I would say, "All right, Lord." So after a while, I got to the point where I was like, "All right, Lord, don't smack me. You don't have to hit me upside my head, Jesus. I hear you. I'm good. Here I come. What do you want me to do? Where would you like me to go? What do you want me to say? Because, Lord, I don't want another whipping from you. I am good on this one. I'm good, Father God. Please. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord." And, you know, Shekinah Glory, they sing that song, "Lord, my heart and soul is going to say yes." Is your heart and soul saying yes to God? Your heart and your soul saying yes to God? Because you can front for man. You can have the gift of gab. You can make it sound good. You can make it look good. You can dress it up. You can swag it out, all of that. But guess what God looks at? God looks at your heart. And at the end of the day, what is written across your heart? Is it faithful? Is it trustworthy? Is it integrity? Is it love for others? Is it compassion? Is it a worshiper? Is it a praiser? Is it a praying child? What is it? When God looks at your heart, what is it that he sees? Because man will look at the outside. They're going to judge you by your last actions. They're going to look at you and say, "Oh, no, that person don't deserve that, because look at what they did. That young lady on that special said she never thought that she would be back at the place where she is. She started the program again in New York. She said it's flourishing. She got the guy from Google to come and be a part of her project." So do you understand that when God calls you to do something, when God says, "This is what I want you to do," I don't care how many times you fall, he's going to reach his hand there. He's going to pick you up. He's going to turn you around. He might have to put you on the wheel and melt you back down and remold you and reshape you, and then let you come back up. But guess what? He's still in control. And when it's something that he wants done, he's going to make sure that it happens. So, yes, you know, some of our stories are, if people just only knew, Lord, have mercy, how much praise had to be a part of your life and a part of your tongue and a part of your mindset. So the next time you are frustrated, the next time you just don't understand, the next time you want to place a period, the next time you say, "God, you know what, this is it. You can just take me now and let me go. Father, I've had enough." The next time you get to a breaking point in your life, I want you to push. I want you to praise until something happens. Now, I don't know what the something will be, and you won't know either. You won't know before the something happens, but I guarantee you, when it happens, you will know that that something is from God. So I want you to push. You have to push. You know, when we're in that birthing room and we're giving birth and those contractions are coming and, you know, you're in labor, Let me tell you something. The doctor don't tell you to stop. He tell you to push when the contractions are hard and fast and very painful. You got to push. So if you're in the birthing room and there are things that are coming against you, and let me tell you something else. The enemy always knows. He always knows when you're going to the next level, because that's when things really begin to hit your life and you're tested and you're hit from this side and you're hit from that side and you're turning around like, well, Lord Jesus, what is going on? You ever ask that? What is really going on? Father God, what have I done? You haven't done anything. You're going to the next level. So when you go to the next level, you got to praise harder. You got to pray harder. You got to stay focused longer. You can't just be out there wilding, hee hee, ha 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 ha. No, indeedy. No, no, no. You got to stay focused because the enemy is tricky and he's coming. He's not going to stop on his job. So because he doesn't stop, you can't stop either. So continue to pray. Continue to praise. Continue to love on God. And remember, no matter what, I want you to push. Praise until something happens. I absolutely love you all. You all know our sayings from Warrior Women for God. We say that we love you, but God loves you best. So if someone would have a comment, you can press 1 and I will unmute your line and we're just going to fellowship with each other and love on each other and encourage one another. So caller with the last 4-6179, you are live on the air.
Hi, Minister Erica.
Hi.
Okay, I didn't know what number I called from because I'm calling from a work phone. But I took a chance. I just want to tell you thank you so much for the message. I got on just in time. Praise until something happens. And it doesn't matter how many times you fall. I appreciate the message. It reminds me, well, actually it was just confirmation of something I had just come across. I just saw something that said, you may see me struggle, but you will never see me quit.
Mm.
So I just want to say thank you. You know what? It's okay to struggle as long as you don't quit. And who cares how many times you fall down? As
Amen.
Long as you get back up. So I just want to tell you thank you. It was just confirmation of, again, what I had just saw there as, in reference to struggling but not quitting. So thank you, thank
Amen.
You, thank you. I truly appreciate you. And, again, that the message was perfect. Praise until something happens. And that praise until something happens means regardless of what the circumstances are, it's just praise until something happens. So it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Doesn't matter what it looks like or feels like. Just praise until something happens. I appreciate it. So thank you.
You are welcome, Minister Andrea. And you know I absolutely love and adore you as my ministry partner. I will continue to uplift you in prayer and asking God to keep you covered with his blood. And you know I appreciate you for being my sister and my friend. Caller with the last 4-6-6-1-0, you are live on the air.
Hello, Erica. This is Miss Betty.
Hi, Miss Betty. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Things been a little tight. I haven't been on prayer line or Bible study for a few weeks. It's a lot of work being done in my store, so that means a lot of big shots been running around. So I've been thinking about it, and I was going to go to another fellowship this evening, and I said, no, I'm going to stay in and get on the Bible study line. You know,
we appreciate you, Miss Betty.
I appreciate y'all as well. But, you know, I was just thinking about the prayer, and I tell you, for the last 3 years, I can honestly say that as long as I keep my hands out of it and just keep praying, I don't have all that stress on me, you know. So I just hold on to my faith, and the two pair of socks I got, I just find gratitude in having them. Some people don't have no socks at all.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Well, we definitely thank you. We appreciate you for being a faithful listener with us on Warrior Women for God. We definitely love and appreciate you for always being faithful to call in and to listen in with us. And just know that we love you, but as we say, Warrior Women for God, we love you, but God loves you best. So if there will not be another caller, we're going to close out with a word of prayer. And this is just a reminder to please, if you all have not joined in on Monday night on prayer call with Minister Keisha, please make sure that you join us on Monday night at 8 p.m. with our intercessory prayer leader, Minister Keisha. If you are missing prayer, you are missing a treat. And that number is 712-432-3100, and the access code is 283-302. We have one more caller, and then we are going to close out with a word of prayer. Caller with the last 48668, you are live on the air.
Good evening, darling. Bless your heart. I'm telling you, I just don't know what to say about you three girls, young ladies. You all just bless my heart so very, very much. And I'm telling you, Lord knows we can't give up on prayer. Even when we can't see our way, we got to keep on praying. Because when we pray, the Lord hears our cry. And he doesn't come when we want him, but he's never too late and he's always on time. That was a super duper message tonight. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit in you laid it out so beautiful, darling. You really, really did. And like I always say, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And I want you to keep the good works up. I love y'all three girls. I love you. I love you with all my heart. You are my natural born. But I love my other two girls, too. They are my spiritually born. So I tell you, y'all in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, because I mean the Holy Spirit really do use you all to the glory of God. And I mean, we get so much out of it, and you have so much to think on. You know, I can just talk for hours, but I'm not going to do that. I don't want to take up too much time. I know it's closing time, but I want to thank God for you, baby. And I want you to keep your hands to the gospel plow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, keep your hands to the gospel plow. And the Lord's going to keep on blessing you beyond your about a good work. Stay on the wall, stay on the wall, and let the Lord keep blessing you as he's doing so. I love you much. This is your mom. God bless you and good night.
Thank you so much, Mom. Mother Gordon, we really appreciate you for always supporting us on Bible study nights and in our prayer calls. You have definitely been faithful to the ministry, and we love you, and we're so thankful to you for taking time out to always be with us. So don't forget, ladies, to join us on Monday night. Be back here next Thursday as Minister Andrea will bring the word to you. And on this week and every day, just push praise until something happens. Dear God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for each and every one of us. God, we bless you on tonight for those who sacrificed in their time, God, to get on the line. And Lord, we ask that you would just give them a special anointing on this evening. God, if they need a blessing in their finances, in their faith, in their health, God, in their spiritual walk, Lord, in a relationship, God, in a career change, Lord, whatever it is, God, we ask that you would just give them favor in the name of Jesus. God, bless them for the sacrifice that they've made. God, we ask that you would just continue to lift them up, Lord, to keep their children and to keep their children's children, God, and that you would just bless their family, God, that you would just bring about love, peace, and unity. Father, we just thank you on tonight. We praise you on tonight. God, we lift you up on tonight. Lord, because we know without you, we are nothing. Without you, we shall fail. So, God, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for those things that you put in our heart to share. We thank you for speaking a word to us, God, and for giving us intercessory prayer, God, that you just bless our lives through prayer and praise. Lord, we thank you on tonight. God, we ask, Lord, that whatever someone stands in the need of, Lord, that they have not mentioned and they have not whispered or uttered a word to anybody, God, we ask that you would go into those deep secret places of hurt and pain, God, and that you would begin to mend it and heal it, God, and touch it and bless it and restore in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the great praise reports. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for the restoration. We thank you for the yes. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the financial breakthrough. God, we thank you on this evening. Lord, we will continue to bless and praise you. We will continue to say yes, Lord. Lord, we just bless you on tonight. God, if we had 1,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. But God, on tonight, we just take a minute to say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God, we bless you. We just say thank you for the answered prayers. We thank you for sending the enemy back to the pits of hell where he come against our lives and against our children and against our families and our finances and our careers. God, whatever it is, Lord, we thank you that you give us divine strategy to defeat the enemy. God, we thank you for that strategy in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we will be so careful to give your name all the glory, all the honor and all the praise, and all these things we ask in Jesus' name. We bless you, God. Amen. We love you. Have a wonderful night. We will be back with you on Monday and next Thursday. Love, love, love you, and thank you for joining us. Good night.